This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How's Donald Trump going to build that wall? He's going to build it from all the bricks the left are crapping right now. Welcome, everybody. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. And I got to tell you, I am feasting right now. I am having a wonderful time looking at the left finally get what's coming to them. We are having our comeuppance, as they say. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, the Kevin Jackson Show. So, oh my goodness, man, this is, you know, it's fun to watch in one respect because, you know, I have there's no love lost between me and the left. These are people that threaten me. They think I'm foolish. I just can't get over the idea that somebody would come to a grown man unsolicited and say, "You're an idiot, man." I go, "Look, I may know that you're an idiot, but it's none of my business." You know what I mean? Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm the guy that sees a guy, I don't know, with a ladder at the wrong angle, and I just walk by and go, "Look, maybe he thinks he knows what he's doing. Who am I to correct you if you think you can disobey the rules of physics or the rules of geometry? Take your pick. If you believe it, fine. I'm not one to get in your business. If you were to say to me, 'Excuse me, sir, do you think that this angle of my ladder is safe?' I'd say, geometrically speaking, no. From a physical point of view, you're about to crack your skull. Have a nice day. But if you don't ask me, I'm not going to tell you. Now, if you're a kid, I'll tell you. I'll come up, I'll say, 'Hey, just for your benefit here, your ladder needs to be a certain angle based on the distance that you're up. You want to maintain a certain angle, okay? It's a safe angle. You can violate it a little bit, but it's based on your weight and condition, so I wouldn't play around with it. I would give you that advice. But if you're a grown butt man, nope. Darwinism. I mean, come on. Maybe your old lady needs a new husband. You know, if you're going to try to paint at 30 feet in the air with your ladder at a 5-degree angle, good luck with that. Oh, my goodness. The left are in a tizzy, folks. I love this. You want to know why? Because we've been telling them. Don't you feel good? It's like, look. When you have kids, you don't wish anything bad on them. But if they do something wrong and you've been warning them, you're like, "There you go. I told you, quit sticking that fork in the electric thing." What? You got a blister in your ear now? Your hair's all shocked, jacked up? What? It knocked you out for an hour? Whatever it is, you've been warned. How many times have you warned people and said, "Look, I understand you believe that your way is right. You think your things are going to work out your way. They are not. Don't do it." Oh, man. I tell you guys, the catchword for us is calm. There's a saying, to remain calm in the daily struggle. And I say this, teach yourself to relax. See, I can get all worked up on a show like this. Man, this is crazy. But then I can relax. And I can say, "Hey, I want you to understand the range of emotions that you need to go through here, but understand this. At the end of it, you can relax." You want to know why you can relax and the left can't relax? They have nothing to fall back on. They have no belief system. What are they going to fall back? Many millions, pay attention to me now, I'm preaching, many millions of people right now in this country believe Barack Obama is the most amazing man they've ever heard of in their lives, especially old black people. They're about to get a rude awakening on this dude. A rude awakening. I'm just telling you. They're going to finally, the information that we're learning about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton is going to filter down, and it's going to be a rude awakening. I'm talking about the black folks now. I'm just talking to black people. You white people, take a break. Not a long one. Smoke them if you got them. No, don't. But the black folks that have believed in Obama, they believed that he was, you know, forthright and true and real and all these things. The bubble's about to burst, if it hasn't already. And they're going to be naysayers.
Oh, that report, all that information is a bunch of nonsense. It's been fabricated.
It's been fabricated. I'm just telling you. These are, don't look at me like I'm crazy. These are what else can you say? If you are a leftist and you know you're starting to learn what we're learning now about these memos, what do you think? You think Donald Trump sat around before the election writing them? No. But Donald Trump, I'm going to tell you something. He remains calm. Calm in the daily struggle. Calm. If you're calm about your ambitions, you become confident that you can achieve them. And that's what makes it calm. If you have prepped, I don't know, I've trained many, many people, and you know what I tell them? When you're to the point where I've trained you in whatever it may be, typically it's martial arts, but if I've trained you in it, I tell you this, trust your training, not your instincts. Trust your training. What have you been doing? Come on now, talk to me, white folks. What have you been doing? Are you training? You're doggone right you are. If you've been listening to my show, you've been in training. I've been teaching you for the better part of now going on 9 years. I've been doing radio. I've been telling you guys, stop. Don't give me your belly aching. Oh, Kevin, if I were black, I could say this. You can say it now. You got a mouth and a tongue. Can you make ooh sounds? Okay, then you can say it. Don't give me that nonsense. I'd say it. I said it the other day. I'm not a woman, but I'm bad on feminists. Why? Because I think the feminist movement, when it's strictly we're women and we want our rights, I completely agree with the feminist movement. But when it's we're women and we hate men, I completely disagree with that movement. And that's what the feminist movement became. But I don't have to be a woman to talk about it.
Kevin, they're never going to invite you to the Republican women's whatever. Fine. Oh, my goodness. What will I do if I don't get to go to that?
I've already spoken in one, by the way, so that's just not true. My stance is my stance. Your stance is your stance. Why do you get chumped out? See, you've been proven right. November 8th of 2016, you were vindicated. I don't want to make it all biblical, but it was almost like, you know, Trump came down and washed away all your political sins. That's sure to make some leftists mad. Kevin Jackson called Donald Trump God. No, I'm not like Jamie Foxx. I'm not like Chris Rock that believes that Trump is our daddy or he's our Lord and Savior, as Jamie Foxx says. But I'll tell you what, he's doggone close. He's doggone close. The guy's good. He's got talent. He's good. Calm. Trump's calm because he knows what he's doing. He knows the direction he wants to go. Short break, folks. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Jackson Radio Show.
Guarantee people. Can you direct the Justice Department to say Hillary Clinton will be treated as the evidence goes, she will not be in any way protected?
I guarantee that there is no political influence in any investigation conducted by the Justice Department or the FBI, not just in this case, but in any case.
And she will be
full stop. Period.
Period.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, if you want to find out more about us. 844-551-8255. Barack Obama, scumbag. Highest order. The left knows it. We know it. They don't like it. They don't like it when we call them out on it. But that was Barack Obama's flashback when he was on 60 Minutes, but on a Chris Wallace's show. No scandal whatsoever. Same guy that told us there were no scandals in his administration, period. Same guy that told us that if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, period. The same guy that says if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Period. And you know what we're finding out? that ain't exactly true. Yeah, so let's play another clip. We got it. We got like three or four clips. It's really the same thing, but I want you to understand that the Republicans have finally gotten, you know, they're finally at a point where they're saying, you know what, we can feel confident about Donald Trump. These guys are saying, get this document out there. From the very moment it came out, get this document, release this document. Who do we want to play? Want to do Jim? No, let's not do Jim. Let's do Mark Meadows because he kind of got it started. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As many of you know, we have had a Russian narrative that has been going on because of an infamous dossier. And while there's been much reported on it, I can tell you that the Intel Committee has been fast at work, and Chairman Nunes has been doing outstanding work to get to the truth for the American people. Today, I had the opportunity to go into a confidential setting to make sure that what we can do is understand better what actually took place. And I'm here to tell all of America tonight that I am shocked to read exactly what has taken place. I would think that it would never happen in a country that loves freedom and democracy like this country. It is time that we become transparent in all of this, and I am calling on our leadership to make this available so that all Americans can judge for themselves.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. That was Mark Meadows, a representative, who said from North Carolina, and he, in no uncertain terms, he's saying, look, this vindicates everybody. Vindicates you, vindicates Donald Trump, vindicates. This is vindication. This is, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's one of my partners in Tea Party Community, teapartycommunity.org. And I'm going to be making a swing, in fact, around the country, getting people to sign up, groups to sign up, and members to sign up, so we can start doing community-based activities and growing this movement. Now, we just got an amazing shot in the arm, because let me tell you something. The Democrats are, to say that they're scared is an understatement. This is the kid who sees the monster with the fangs, the clown with the fangs under his bed, and he doesn't want to go in the room. They're scared. And they have a reason to be. They went all in on Barack Obama. They went all in on Hillary Clinton. It would have been one thing if they had said, look, let's go with Obama because, you know, we've got a track record with him. But then when they tried to shoehorn Hillary into the White House, and what you're going to learn about everything Hillary and her crew knew and all that, this is bad. Good for us, bad for them. Good for the country. We don't know if we should do it because, well, you know, these people are blah, blah, blah. Look, you can do it. You can release the documents. You absolutely can. We can take it. We can handle it. And when I was talking to Catherine, my partner in Tea Party Community, I was telling her, I said, we already know. There's nothing you're going to tell us. You can tell us about Obama or Hillary Clinton or the Democrats that we don't know.
Kevin, they kill people.
Really? I'm shocked. There wouldn't be a Republican on the planet that's going to go, whoa, seriously? I'm talking about a plugged-in Republican. You'd be like, okay, yeah, whatever. Or Barack Obama, he knew about it. He was in a meeting. Whatever. Yeah. There would be no surprises, but the surprise will be on the other side. And you got to understand the psychology of it. The psychology of finding out that everything you believed in, that you put your faith in, somebody just pulled the rug out from under you. The first thing you do, does anybody know? Do you guys know? Denial. You go, no, not Donnie Brasco. Remember that movie, Donnie Brasco? And he infiltrated the mob, and he had them so fooled when they said Donnie turned us, you know, was like a fed. They were like, no, not Donnie. No, no way. Well, the guys who had vouched for Donnie, it was over. They knew it. And so they were like, no, not Donnie. Because we're all dead. If it's Donnie, we're all dead. Well, it was Donnie. Here's Donnie. So the Democrats vouched for Barack Obama. They vouched for Hillary Clinton. They vouched for John. Look, if they were mafiosos, they would have been dead years ago. They would have been dead after the first term of Barack Obama. I could just see the movie. Hey, listen, I know what you're trying to say. I know the black guy is not cutting it. He's not cutting it. I mean, look, he's not cutting it. That's all I got to say. Forget about it, okay? Look, it's just, it's business. It's business. they'd smoke them. They absolutely would. But they, and this is a mafia. They can't smoke him. I told you, if they smoke Obama, they smoke themselves. It's kind of like Donnie Brasco. They have invested so much in Donnie Brasco, the mafia, this particular crew, that where Donnie went, they went. It's the same thing with Obama. Where Obama went, the left went. Obama, he was an anchor or something, dragging him off a cliff, and nobody had the guts to cut the thing. It reminded me of that movie, Master and Commander, when the mast falls off the ship in this raging storm, and it's just tugging the boat in, and they're like, Captain, we've got to cut the rope or it's going to sink the ship. And finally, Russell Crowe, the captain of the ships, they start cutting it, you know, and it left the kid out there, he died. But that's what the left should have done to Barack Obama. They should have left him in that boiling ocean on that piece of lumber with that sail on it and said, hey, sorry. But they didn't do it. They were all in. And now they are scared, boy. Woo! And they have every reason to be. So anyway, I was going to do another plug for the Tea Party community, but we'll come back and do that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Not only so Hillary wouldn't get in trouble on the email server scandal, we know felonies were committed. She fixed the primary, rigged the primary. Sounds like they're fixing and rigging here a general election, or to overturn an election. And, you know, I mean, whatever word you want to describe that. Fixing, rigging, a coup, I don't know.
Yeah, you are describing the very elements of a palace coup. And after Jim and Mark Meadows and many others of us reviewed the intelligence information today, it is abundantly clear that the entire Mueller investigation is a lie built on a foundation of corruption. And what is so important is that we get this information into the public square. The best disinfectant for this corruption is going to be sunshine, and that's why Jim Jordan and I have joined many other members of Congress in calling for this information to be released for the review of all of the American people. You know, Sean, when you've been on this show each and every night making claims about the bias and the corruption and the deep state, people have accused you and your guests of being tinfoil hat folks, lone voices in the wilderness. This critical intelligence information will vindicate the claims that have been made by so many, and it is absolutely essential that we share it with all Americans. That's what we're fighting for in the Congress.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You want some irony? I'll give you some irony. Who was that? Who was that that we just had? Was there? I don't even know what congressman it was. I think it was DeSantis. No, it wasn't. It was not DeSantis. But anyway, he's telling Sean Hannity, you've been called all kinds of crazy things since you've been on TV, and you know, they call you conspiracy theorists. They tell us we're crazy and all these other things, and you've been vindicated. He's telling Sean, I can't tell you what's in there, but you've been vindicated. Now, do you think, look at the number of congressmen, Republican congressmen who've come out against this. The guy who has not said a word except to say it shouldn't be released is Adam Schiff out of California. That guy's more dangerous than Schumer and Pelosi combined. He's been on this witch hunt. When this is all said and done, Adam Schiff should be run out of D.C. He should. There should be some sort of remedy for a person who has been on this big of a witch hunt, has a personal vendetta against the president, and then comes up empty. And in fact, everything he said was a lie. You know what was interesting about this report? They opened it up to the 60 people or whatever on the committee. Not a single Democrat went to look at it. And you know what we haven't had? We haven't had a single leak. We've had people alluding to it. Look, you've been vindicated, Sean. Jim Jordan said something else. Other people, we'll play some other clips too. But they'll allude. Oh, this is, you know, this points up to the highest levels and things like that. But that's all they say. We haven't heard, yeah, it definitely ties Obama. There's this or that. When there was anything going on with this so-called Russian collusion investigation, Adam Schiff and many of these other Democrats were leaking information in hopes of getting Trump, you know, impeached or whatever. And you know what's funny? Our theme for the show today is calm and panic, the yin and yang of them. Trump is calm. I said to people many times, I said, does that look like the demeanor of a guilty man? Trump would come out, blah, blah, blah. When Bill Clinton was under fire for the Lewinsky thing before he even admitted it, you knew he was guilty. Because Bill Clinton was like, you know, listen, we just need to move on and do the nation's business. We're just going to move forward and do the nation's business. And we're going to do the nation's business and the nation's business and the nation's business. And it became a big deal. You know, we're not going to get caught up in all these things. We're just going to do the nation's business. And they had tested that phrase, came out okay. They said, this is what you use, Bill. Don't let him say anything. And every time he came out, you could look at him and you went, he's guilty. Even the left knew he was guilty. Hillary Clinton knew. Everybody around him knew. You want to know why? Because they know his character. They knew he was guilty. And now he's talking about, I'm going to do the nation's business, nation's business, nation's business, I'm going to do the nation's business. Trump's like, yeah, so, you know, we're going to do, you know, get rid of this. We're going to go over and there's no catchphrase. Trump's just like, yeah, we're saving jobs. We got Apple coming back. Hey, you notice Apple came back? Look at this economy. Look at this stock market. Look at this. Look at that. And nothing for subterfuge. In fact, he's begging you to look at his work. Look at it. Go investigate. When they said the Russians, he says, go for it. Talk to whomever you need. I don't care. If there's somebody who's done something illegal, let me know. We'll do what we need to do. I don't care. And he goes back. And he sleeps in the bosom of Melania. Well, Melania's bosom or the bosom of Melania's arms, whatever. But he sleeps pretty good. Unlike Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton hasn't had a good night's sleep in about 20 years. You know it. I mean, both those guys are the same age. You wouldn't know it to look at them. Donald Trump looks like he's 20 years younger than Clinton. And I'm going to tell you something else. Donald Trump may get younger in the presidency versus older. You know how people, they become president and they get that gray hair. Donald Trump's going to get, his hair is going to start turning back, you know, to blonde. It's going to get fuller. He's going to get fitter. Donald Trump's going to age in the negative direction. He's going to buck that trend. Oh, man, the ageless wonder, the Midas man, Donald Midas Trump. Unbelievable. I'm just telling you, these guys, I'm looking at this scenario really sadly. You know what I'm sad? I'm sad for our nation. We trust government. We're supposed to be able to trust them. These people, you know, I think this is part of the reason why Republicans were hesitant to get this stuff out there. They're like, man, this is so explosive. People have been talking about this government being corrupt. I don't think they know to what degree. The average person doesn't. We do. Nothing they're going to tell us will surprise us. Because we're saying, Rand Paul was on TV the other day. He says, look, he's the biggest, you know, security guy. Like, you don't give up your rights. He says, I understand the need for a FISA court. He says, but the problem is, when it starts looking at Americans, we have an issue. So, people get it. They understand why we put these rules in play. What we don't understand is why there are selective people, the elitists, that feel like, I can break the rules. And Barack Obama's that guy. Donald Trump is a letter of the law dude. He can file bankruptcy. Hey, I did it. It was the law let me do it. What are you mad at me for? You don't like it, change the rules. He's that simple. It's cut and dry. But not Obama. Rules don't apply to me. I will never forget. You can't find this video. God is my witness. You can't find this video. Barack Obama said he was sitting with Michelle Obama being interviewed, and they said, you know, what happens if you win the presidency? You know, you're going to still be able to do these things and, you know, whatever he's going to do, play basketball. He goes, no. He goes, you got to give all that up. I mean, you become president, you work for the people. And
You got to understand, that's the commitment you've made to them. You pretty much lose your personal life. You lose your family life. You give that up in service to the people. Now, I'll ask you, do you think that happened? How much of Barack Obama's life did he give up? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you ask me, he added four lives to his life. This dude lived the money was endless. Well, his time is short. The perception that people are going to have for him is going to change dramatically. The perception of what people are going to have for the presidency will change dramatically. The good news is Donald Trump's not. He's at least going to be able to say, well, I straightened it out. I want you to go back and reflect on what Trump said when he talked about draining the swamp. And people, how many politicians do you know? I'm going to go up to Washington. I'm going to change Washington. How many have said that? Many, right? Even in the movies, they say that nonsense. What? Watch out, Washington. I'm going to be changing you. They don't change anything. I caution, congressmen and senators. I go, look, stop saying that, because you're not. You're going to be one guy. If we're lucky, you'll be one guy in a sea of swamp rats, in a lake of swamp rats, or a swamp of swamp rats. I'll get my body of water right here in a minute. But you're going to be one guy, and you're probably going to get corrupted. Donald Trump was uncorruptible. He had too much money. And he has a lot of pride. And he also wanted to get it done. That's why he was uncorruptible. Donald Trump's like, he wasn't going to get up there and go, ooh, yeah, man, this is the allure of being president. Donald Trump is just as well known, almost just as well known prior to being president as he is now. Around the world, there's no difference. There's no starstruck mentality. There's no nothing. I'm just president now. He sees it as CEO. Is he used to it? Of course he is. Guy's had 20,000+ employees most of his life. He's not worried about that. Anyway, I was going to talk about this Comey thing. I will when we come back, because I want to play a couple more clips and we're going to get off this subject. But this is going to be around for a while. Get used to it. This is the most amazing thing in our lifetime, politically speaking.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. I don't want to eat up all of our time on this very important story about this FISA memo stuff that's going to come out, and it's already starting to leak out. But this is big. But so I want to finish up, and we're going to move on to some other stuff. But played a few clips from different people. I want to finish playing some of these because I think it's important that you understand that there are lots of people out there who are looking into this and who are saying the same things. And they're not being issued talking points. They're saying, holy cow, they're going down there. They're on the Senate Intelligence Committee. They're looking at this stuff, and they're going, or maybe it's the House Intelligence Committee, sorry. And they're going, this is amazing. We didn't even know this could happen in America. So here's DeSantis. He's on Fox and Friends. Very revealing, and I think we've got Jim Jordan, which may be the most revealing, but here's one of them.
Does it help us answer this question? Did the Obama administration use intel from the dossier, from Chris Steele specifically, to surveil Trump officials?
I think that's one of the central issues in the memo, and I definitely want all Americans to be able to read what actually happened in that respect.
Is Paul Ryan going to, is he for releasing this at this point?
I think he will, but you know, the speaker's done a good job pressing. Remember, Rod Rosenstein fought tooth and nail to not produce this information to the Congress, and we were thinking about, well, why would he have done that? And I think it's because there's information in there that doesn't make either the DOJ or the Bureau look at it. This is not the whole DOJ or the whole Bureau. This is a select cast of characters. But Paul Ryan stood up to him and said, no, we got to get it. So I think so. And here's the thing. Remember that Peter Strzok text message where they're in Andrew McCabe's office with Lisa Page. And he says, you know, I'd like to think what you said that Trump can't win is true. But I'm afraid we at the FBI can't take that risk and we need an insurance policy. So as I'm reading the memo, I kept thinking back to that text message. And is this investigation, the insurance policy, because somebody like Strzok wanted to keep Trump out of the White House? What was Steele's relationship with the FBI? If he was a paid source or he was somebody who was working with them, to go talk to the media, I mean, that is just totally outrageous. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why Grassley and Graham want Steele investigated. But yeah, they're running interference. They are trying to affect the outcome of the election. There's no doubt about that's what they were doing.
And after this is released, will heads roll at the DOJ or the FBI?
Welcome back, everybody. I cut the clip there just to leave you with a cliffhanger. Of course heads are going to roll. There'll be a few that roll at the DOJ and the FBI currently, but there are going to be a lot of people who are out of the DOJ and the FBI whose heads are going to roll. Comey, he's one. I mean, there's a lot of folks. Eric Holder ought to be scared as well. And the reason why I'm going to shift a little gears just a bit here, because Newsweek got raided. If you guys, I don't know if we talked about that, but Newsweek got raided. But here's what's by the FBI. But what was interesting to me is they actually did an article, and with all of this stuff going on, they did an article saying Hillary might still become president if this Russian allegation thing turns out to be something. That is the definition of an optimist. I want you to understand something. The Democrats have known what we've known, didn't have any proof of, but they've known it for a long time. Adam Schiff, Democrat out of California, he's aware of this. He's a mole in our government. A socialist mole who did everything he could to keep Trump out, kept the lid on this thing as long as he possibly could. We just did a flashback of him saying, Trump's going down, Trump, Trump, Trump. The very next day after Nunes shows him documents, the very documents we're starting to talk about now, he says, we can't really talk about that. Suddenly, Mr. Confident went to tight-lipped. That was in April of 2017. This guy has known about this for months, and he didn't say a word. Why? Because he was hoping it was going to come to something. He didn't care what it was. This is railroaded justice if you've ever seen it. This is every one of those movies where the black guy gets accused of rape and it was old Billy Bob, her boyfriend, who beat her up and raped her and blamed old Moses. This is exactly it. On a level that we don't even really think about, that's exactly what was happening. This witch hunt was to say, we're pinning this on Donald Trump no matter what. Schiff is in just as much trouble as some of these other people. We're going to get to the bottom of this. Look, people, you guys are out there shaking your heads going, no, no, no. But let me tell you, there's a bunch of you now going, you know what, Kevin? I'm starting to believe it. I'm starting to think about this. I'm starting to understand. Maybe you're right. But what's so, I don't know if it's sad, interesting, crazy, but as I said, Newsweek, this guy, this lady named Naya Rajamani, just nearly a year after President Trump's inauguration, a Harvard professor says, 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton could still become commander-in-chief. Lawrence Lessig, the Roy L. Furman Professor of Law and Leadership at Harvard, penned an essay for Medium
It's a magazine. In October, outlining a series of hypothetical scenarios that could take place should the ongoing probe find the Trump campaign actually conspired with Russia to influence the election results. This just... can I wrap this in a nicer bow than telling you, here's Wackademia, who still has the pipe dream that Hillary Clinton is going to become president, and they give you a series of scenarios. Hey, let me give you a series of scenarios. My cousin, who's in prison, could become president. And let me give you this scenario. I'm just playing around, but you get what I'm saying. It is impossible for Hillary Clinton to become president. They've disillusioned, the left have disillusioned millions of people. Disillusioned millions of young girls. I don't know how many girls really follow Hillary. I don't think it's as many as they want to claim. But there's some people that really trusted Hillary, trusted Obama, trusted the DNC, trusted the Democrat Party, trusted Bernie Sanders. What's Bernie Sanders going to look like now? He sold out to the biggest crooks on the planet. Everybody had to fix in. And this chump decided he was going to take the money and run. And now he's going to criticize Trump? Come on. Look, if we had a genuine nation, a genuine set of politicians on the left who were working for this country, would we be having these discussions that we're currently having? Donald Trump's performance has been practically magical. I'd be saying this if it were Barack Obama. And what do these guys do? They are colluding, cheating, even after a free and unfair election that Trump happened to win, they are still colluding to get rid of this man. How much, if you want to know why you can't release the data, or maybe they are hesitant, it's because they don't want you to understand just how corrupt those people are. That's not for Paul Ryan to decide. If Trump did conspire with Russia, this article says, the president, quote, should resign, or if he doesn't, he should be impeached. Now, I'm just curious. Who do you think Lawrence Lessig is politically? Do you think he was a Hillary Clinton supporter or a Trump supporter? The Roy L. Furman Professor of Law and Leadership at Harvard. What do you think he is? How do we fund? I mean, it's a private institution. Fund it any way you want. Harvard alumni, shame on you. Most search engines would even call that article clickbait. Hillary Clinton could possibly win. Do you know how many leftists clicked on that going, what? Are you kidding? Bill Clinton has a better chance of beating Usain Bolt in 100 meters than Hillary Clinton has of becoming president. Lessig said the scenario is possible. He says this is one way it could happen, but it's very difficult, very different rather, from saying I think it will or should, or that the evidence is there for it to happen. So in other words, Lawrence Lessig, you wrote a paper that was essentially, oh, well, it's a possibility, maybe it will, maybe it won't, but, you know, probably won't. What kind of paper is that? Who paid Lawrence Lessig to write, pardon me, to write this paper, and for CNN or who a Politico or whoever picked it up to even talk about it? Who picked this up? Who wrote this? Remind me. Do you even know? Newsweek. Why would you even write this? I mean, how low is the mainstream media willing to stoop to make people believe that this is something that can happen? And the bigger question is, why would you even want it? With a bit of evidence that you have, the knowledge of Hillary Clinton, the buzzards circling this woman, why would you want her to be president? Well, let me tell you this. In short order, you're not going to find anybody that wants to tell you that they voted for Hillary, they supported her, or anything else. That woman will be lucky to stay out of prison.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.